news, weather, conversation, and company when you get up. Weekends with Ken. CJAD 800.
Yes, indeed. Good to have you here. Well, a name in the news this week has been Yvon Chouinard, because Mr. Chouinard did something rather extraordinary. He gave away his multi-billion dollar company, a very successful retail brand. So let's find out more and get some answers from retail and market analyst and strategist Carl Boutet is on the line. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
So this brand, and I think I've owned an item or two over the years, is Patagonia, the outdoor clothing line. What happened here? What led Mr. Chouinard to make this move, and what's his end game?
It's 50 years in the doing, really. It's an incredible story of a man that started an outdoor and mostly around rock climbing and gear company back in California. Often people are seeing his name and equating him with being a French Canadian. Yvon Chouinard sounds very French Canadian, but he's actually American, but moved to from this part, from what we can understand, and moved to California and sort of became a rock climbing enthusiast, not to say a rock climbing bum, as they were called back then, who just spent all his time noticing how equipment back then was not very convenient, well constructed, and mostly he was really concerned about how the sport was facing a lot of the environment. So he started to build equipment that he found had lower impact on those beautiful rock climbing walls that he loved so much. And that was sort of the ethos of this company that, if we think about it a bit, we shouldn't be totally surprised that he's made this very generous move of donating basically the profits of this company that won't be reinvested, to keep the company going, because it's still a going concern. Are going to go to a foundation that is going to be there to protect the planet. Mm.
So he had options, though, I guess, right? He could have simply sold the company or taken it public, but he's set up this charitable trust and for this issue, which has always been very close to his heart. He never really wanted to be a businessman, from what I understand.
No, exactly. He comes from a generation, I guess, that was looking to do things differently and shake things up. And listen, I mean, the first quote from the letter he wrote that sort of brought this to the forefront, I'll just read you very quickly. He said exactly that. He said, "I never wanted to be a businessman. I started as a craftsman, making climbing gear for my friends and myself, then got into apparel. As we began to witness the extent of global warming and ecological destruction and our own contribution to it, Patagonia committed to using our company to change the way business was done. If we could do the right thing while making enough money to pay the bills, we could influence customers and other businesses and maybe change the system along the way." So I think that pretty much sums up where Mr. Chouinard is coming from and his intentions from the start here. And he never really considered himself not only a businessman, but apparently becomes quite upset if you call him a billionaire, because it's something that he never saw himself as.
A nice problem to have. Well, Carl, when we hear that the profits are going to be donated to fight climate change, what kind of money are we talking about here?
Well, that's a good question, because I think, you know, there's cycles, like all thing in retail. There's good years and less good years, and Patagonia tends to have perform above market. So we could, you know, there's sizable dollars. It could be hundreds of millions of dollars. And the important piece here, I think, it's with the game changer that we're looking at. So the old rule book, or still going rule book, as often these founders would sell a part of the company and donate, you know, a portion of that portion to a cause. His thinking here is, no, this needs to be a going concern. It needs still to be a for-profit organization, which is not ordinary seen in this context, for the reason to keep the profits in the company that will make the company itself sustainable. And then whatever is left above and beyond that will be reinvested into this trust that is, its purpose is to do all good things to help our planet. So it's a very different, it's a different playbook. I mean, we've seen others, we've seen the Buffett Gates sort of route, where they've committed to donating most of their fortunes, 99% of their fortune in some case to charity. So there's a lot of different ways to do it, but this one is novel, as Mr. Chouinard has been most of his career too.
Are we going to see a spike in sales here? This is, I mean, such a great message and a great story. It won't be a surprise, right? If it just spikes sales even more for the company.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I teach brand strategy as well, and this is, you know, the ultimate on brand, we put that in quotes, move, because every time Patagonia has done something like this, they were made famous several years ago during the frenzy of Black Friday, where they said, hey, you know, our Black Friday is we don't want you to buy from us because we want you to wear what you already have, and we don't need to put more stuff into landfill. So please, 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 whatever you do, don't buy anything from us on Black Friday. And if you do, you know, we'll donate 100% of that money to environmental charity or something, you know, along those lines, a protection park. Protection one in particular, and they and guess what, their sales exploded. So the on brand move tends to work in their favor, and I guess that's fine. People vote with their dollars, and that's sort of the way that of the world right now is you want to sort of show what your values are by what you purchase and what you wear in some cases. So it is very much on brand, and this will be I think ultimately a very successful move where people will just be that much more interested in purchasing, you know, Patagonia if they haven't in the past, but knowing that they're going to eventually go to help the planet. So it's a very interesting position.
All right, that's a great story from this week in the business news. Carl, as always, thanks for your insight, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Ken.